Now time for our pregame interview here on the Let's Go Bergen pregame show with head coach Nunzio Campanelli. Well, certainly in the last 5 years, coach, that you've been at Bergen Catholic, you've had your fair share of exciting games as the head coach at BC. Can you think of another one that could match what was in store for all of us in Montville last weekend against St. Joe's in double overtime, team coming from nowhere to defeat St. Joe's with a lot of adversity staring you in the face? Talk about that game and how much longer can you do this with all these exciting finishes?
I guess we wouldn't want it any other way. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, we've been in a lot of great games in the last 5 years. I mean, really great games. And that win Saturday was really a testament to our kids. You know, I mean, I kind of told Augie Saturday night that, you know, nobody deserved to lose that game. I mean, both teams played their hearts out. But I think that our kids were really resilient. They believed in each other. We got, you know, some tough situations, losing our quarterback. And the kids just kept playing hard. They kept believing in each other, kept believing in themselves. And, you know, that's what you're looking for. You know, that's what we're building towards every week. I mean, that's the experience that you want them to get out of playing this game. And I think that was really a great day for Bergen Catholic football.
What more can you say about Corey Garn being called into that situation as the backup quarterback? Hasn't really gotten a lot of reps, understandably so, with the likes of Jarrett Garantano as your starting QB. But to be thrown into that situation, that scenario, and that place in time, and then be able to complete a couple touchdown passes to eventually get your team to the win. Talk a bit about Garn's effort on Saturday.
Well, you know, the first thing is he's an unbelievable competitor. You know, I mean, he has great confidence in himself. He has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder that he uses 100% in the right way. And so he's a guy that you can have a lot of faith in. You know that the situation's not going to be too big for him. And it'll be the same this week from that standpoint. You know, he's been waiting for 4 years to get that opportunity, you know, and he's done a great job playing receiver. He's one of the best players on our team the last 2 years. But given that opportunity, it wasn't too big for him. He stood in there and he played with enough confidence to go out and make those plays. And, you know, it says a lot about the kid, and he's something special.
Yet again, that identity that we've been stressing the last couple of weeks in these interviews of your team came to light, a team that can run the ball and a team that can defend and stop the running game of the opponents. What was it against St. Joe's that you saw that makes you proud and confident getting into this week against Don Bosco Prep based on how your defense is playing and how you're being able to run the ball in an effective clip now?
Well, first of all, I think that they're the best offense in the league right now, St. Joe's. I mean, as far as ball distribution, spreading it out, you know, staying balanced, I think they're doing a nice job. And I thought our kids did a great job of defending the run. We gave them a couple easy ones in the pass game that we'll have to, you know, clean up a little bit. But we've been pretty stout against the run all year, and I think that we'll continue to do that. On the offensive side, you know, we're just figuring out our identity, and that's a big part of it. You know, like you said, I mean, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now. Our guys have kind of developed a mentality that we're going to run the football. We've been really physical up front. You know, I thought we got great play last week at a Frankie Feaster, Joe Cruz, and Jack Koch at guard. They did a great job, and, you know, we've had real consistency out of those other positions. So I think that's a big part of it. You know, Corey Russo's playing the best football he's played since he's been here the last few weeks. He's really been a difference maker. He lost a little weight. He's running fast. He's running hard. You know, he's doing a great job. And then, you know, I think that Kyle Ellerson gives us a little bit of a boost there. Hopefully Ryan McCarthy does the same thing this week. And, you know, we got to run the football to win this game. We got to play great defense. We can't let him run the football. So, you know, it should be a great game.
You go from an exciting, dramatic double overtime win against one of your main rivals to now facing at home your arch rival in Don Bosco Prep, a team that has defeated Bergen Catholic 14 consecutive years in the regular season. What is it about this week's matchup and how you feel heading into this home game where we're expecting crowds of thousands lining in Oradell? What is it about this Bosco team and how do you think we match up on offense and defense?
Well, I think it's a great matchup. I think that we're pretty similar teams. I think that we've got a pretty strong defense. We're good on the defensive line. Our linebackers are tough kids that play hard, and you know they got pretty good corners. I think that we're built very similarly to them, and I think the game will be played very similarly. What I mean by that is both teams are going to play. We're going to run the ball at each other. We're going to take some shots down the field. We're going to expect to not allow the other team to run the football and, you know, try to do the best we can to defend against big plays. We both stress special teams a lot. I think that we're way more mirror images of each other from a talent standpoint than people know. You know, they're pretty good on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, I will say that. They really are. But I think this stands to be a great matchup. I think it should be a really, really physical, hard-fought game. And I think that both teams are going to play really hard. So it should be fun.
And the final question, don't know if it's ever been really honestly asked of you, Coach. Having coached at Bosco and now coaching at BC, how much fun is it to be involved in this game each and every year? The matchup, the rivalry, the pageantry, and a lot of people believe this is the best football game every year in the state of New Jersey. How much fun is it to be a part of both sides of this rivalry?
It's awesome. It really is. I mean, there's no game like it. I mean, I go back to, I remember when I was at Bosco and we started getting it going a little bit, and then in 2002, I guess, we played, and I never forget, both student sections were at the game like an hour and a half early, and I was like, wow, this is something else. It's a high school football game. And now it's just gotten bigger every year. And, you know, I know how excited our students are for it. I'm amazed at how much confidence they have in our team and, you know, how they support our kids through everything. They've almost really become like part of the team, which is an awesome thing. So I think that this game is really going to be an event. You know, it really will be, because, you know, both teams are going to play really good football. But on top of it, I think both schools and both student sections, both alumni bases are really going to come out and support each other. And it's going to be a great one. It's one of the best football games in America.
Thanks for your time, Nunes, and best of luck on Saturday against Don Bosco Prep.
Thanks, Dan.